Hi, it's Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor again, and welcome back to the seven simple and powerful tools to use today for greater success series. I want to take, we're almost halfway through there, so let's take a moment to review. Tool number one is listening to your best friend, and you looked at what your thoughts are honestly without any editing. Number two is taming the inner critic, and you took those unedited thoughts, reframed them, and that helps to accelerate your success by being more positive and having more productive thoughts. Tool number three was turning up your volume of your inner wisdom, and we started this by your gaining control of your environment and doing some decluttering so that the more positive energy would flow to you instead of the noise that the clutter has around it. Tool number four was setting the path forward, and yesterday you took a look at what your best day ever would feel like. Now, moving forward, embracing that feeling in your daily life will allow you to take really positive steps forward. So keep that energy of that feeling of that best day ever within you as you go through your daily life. You've done so much. I cannot believe that here we are. On to tool number five. Can you feel the shifts beginning to happen for you? I hope so. Tool number five is facing your fears. We all have them. Most people, you've probably heard the definition of fear being false evidence appearing real. I like it. Most times when facing something new, we have butterflies in our stomachs. But this is often based on a false premise of what the outcome is going to be. And that can happen because you're listening to your own chattering voice, or worse yet, someone else's voice about all the things that can go wrong. Fear is this, but it's also more. It's also allowing ourselves to stay stuck. And another acronym, which I have trademarked, is forever evading our abundant rewards. Let me repeat that. It's about getting stuck and forever evading our abundant rewards. If we don't face our fear, we will never get the satisfaction or abundance of achieving what that fear is we are ultimately having to face. And sometimes we turn away from it and walk away. And this feeling can be ingrained deeply into ourselves. So today's assignment is facing it and stepping right on through it. So I want you to think about and then choose one thing you're procrastinating on or fearful of. It can be a health exam, talking to somebody about an overdue invoice, having a discussion with a colleague that is not, about something that needs to shift or change. It may be dealing with a family member. So I want you to choose it and then write the outcome the way you want to have it rather than the way you think it will happen. Much like in the other exercise, I want you to include how you feel afterward and what benefits have come from doing it. So pick something you're fearful of, write out that outcome with the feelings that you have afterward and what benefits and the things that you want to have as an outcome. I have to tell you, I just did this with something I was so dreading and I got really incredible results. So try it. Use tool number five today and face your fears. If you need help, reach out to me. You can email me at laura@soulwiseliving.com. Remember to put the hyphen between the soul and the wise. soul-wiseliving.com. And until tomorrow, keep smiling.